then we'll fill the time with Never Have I Ever and then move right on over into the late night underwear party. And everyone is encouraged to get into their underwear, onesie, jock strap, bra and panties, whatever it is that you wear when you go to bed. Naked if you don't sleep in anything. And yeah, except Fatty. Fatty, I'm just kidding.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Fatty is encouraged to get into bra and panties.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3292 of a BFO for far right the 18th of September 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and the big Pride 48 weekend. Yes, Daddy! Taylor's Big Ready Cocktail. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right day is going well. Y'all, you're cocktailers because, y'all, there will be many. There will be many, although it's not a requirement. Many a cocktailer this weekend over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, it is the Pride 48 weekend. And y'all, starting later tonight at 9 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we're having our little opening show, and Big Fatty will do a Zoom pink carpet and talk to people and everything. And y'all, the first night of Pride 48 events, y'all, we usually have a pizza pie party. And so y'all, we're encouraging everybody to have a pizza pie and come join us in the Zoom call. And y'all, we're gonna give away a gift card to the pizza pie to 10 lucky people. And y'all, then we're just gonna sit around. It'll be kind of like the monthly Pride 48 cocktail get-togethers, but y'all, it's always fun to do that. Then on Saturday, y'all, at 8 p.m. in the evening, we're gonna play something called Never Have I Ever. And y'all, that we've talked about it in the suits meetings, and y'all, every time we talk about it, I get confused on the rules. So y'all, it should turn out to be just a train wreck, because y'all, I don't know if you have never done something, you're out of the game. Or you get to continue in the game. Yeah, I just don't know. But anyway, there's a cocktail portion of that as well. And y'all, then we're gonna have the underpants party. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Well, if you don't wear underpants, then wear your birthday suit. Oh, Big Fatty, birthday, is it gonna be cake? No. Anyway, and we'll just sit around and y'all, we'll probably be vulgar. We will probably be vulgar. And y'all, then on Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, we're gonna have the $48 pyramid. Now y'all, on hump day night, y'all, we had a suits meeting, and y'all, that Joey Bukkake and that Taffy Carlisle Huffington, y'all, we did a practice game of the $48 pyramid, and they played it, and y'all, they were both giggling so much, y'all, I think it's absolutely gonna be a hoot. In fact, I told old Crooked Hat, I think I may make up a couple of extra games because everybody seem to be having such a good time. And y'all, there'll be chances for you to win up to $48 if you're a contestant. So anyway, and y'all, then after that, we're going to have bingo. with a very special guest calling numbers. The way you'll get your bingo cards and sign up to be on the contestant on the $48 pyramid is we'll have a way for you to sign up for both of those. But you got to be in the chat room either Friday night or Saturday night, and then be available on Sunday to participate. But I think it's just going to be a fun weekend. And none of those pesky podcasts. Fanny, that's the best part of all, especially since you won't be. Thank you for calling.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 18th of September. Y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, you've known her for many years. She used to live out there in nowhere, but she's moved. And from what I understand, it's a good thing since I think nowhere was almost involved in those fires. But she's the co-host of the Greetings from Nowhere, I've met this person in person at the Pride 48 events. In fact, the very first time, she got spankings. So that must have been during a Pride 48 event that year. I'm talking about none other than Nicole. Oh, Ben, Benny, Nicole will love the poon in the chat room. Well, probably. And the one putting the poon in the chat room this weekend, he's been a longtime listener of the little show. He is always there on Gavin and Jim's little show. He's one of the quiet ones, y'all. One of the quiet ones. You got to watch out for them. I'm talking about Mr. Dirty Boy. Ed Chong. Not Chong. Gong. Big Fanny. It's Ed Chan, y'all. Big Fanny. Just crack it up. Poor Big Fanny. Y'all, if you see a Nicole or Ed Chan or Ed Gong or Ed Chong on the 20 or the face space or in the Pride 48 Zoom call on today, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, I hope they both get a big old pizza pie and a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fanny!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Yeah, I see y'all on Sunday. We have not one but two anniversariums. Now, y'all, I'm confused. Because Holly and Sexy Harry Man, y'all, they said that they celebrated their anniversarium on Labor Day, whenever Labor Day fell. But y'all, I have them here on the 20th on the marking calendar. That their anniversary. Well, why do I have this? Oh, it's their 21st anniversarium. On Sunday.
Happy anniversary.
So I'm just confused. So I guess it's the real anniversarium, but they like to celebrate. It's like, it's our anniversarium when we met. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so we'll give them another one. And Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, were officially married 9 years ago. Although they've been together since Vera was born. Big Fanny, I didn't know anything with that prehistoric. So y'all wish both of the lucky couples a happy Anniversarium!
Happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, our census today is from the one and only Lamont Cranston. You know, he's up there in the New York City. New York City, yes. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening about 7 years or so, he says. His favorite segment is the coupon Big Fanny. The thing he would change is he said he would have more interviews and guest, and okay. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Nope. Never been to a New Orleans or Pride 48 event. Never used a special chair. But y'all, he doesn't answer the question about the last time he sharded. But y'all, you know, he makes the salsa up there in the New York City. New York City! And you know, Mexican food will always give you the sharts. Big Fatty, you can say that again. We're all going to need a little calm, happy music by the time this weekend's over. You can say that again. Big Fatty, yeah, okay. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, let's see, what did I do? Y'all, I did go out and nip a walk again. And I got my 10,000 steps. And so that was just lovely. Just lovely. And, let's see, what else did I do? Y'all, I watched the Atlanta Braves baseball. y'all, then I mentioned earlier I had that suits meeting. Y'all, I was just real, real pleased with how much fun Taffy Carlisle Huffington and Joey Bukkake were having with the $48 pyramid. Taffy goes, I could do this all night. And we're not going to do it all night. But anyway. Y'all, then I finished up with more of the ball game. Braves lost the ass, y'all. Lost the ass. Y'all, then I watched the beginning of that Stephen Colbert and headed to bed. And y'all, actually, I slept pretty well. Now, y'all, during the ball game, you know, I was thinking about getting that Apple clock and, you know, but I really only wanted the product red because that's the one that matches my phone and all. And y'all, it wouldn't let me add it to my bag. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Add it to your bag. Add to bag and bag of hot air. I just couldn't figure it out. And I said, well, maybe you can't order it until on Friday. And y'all, then I had a message from the number one fan of the BFO. You know, that's that times two. That's that Bill in St. Louis. Yes, Big Fatty. And he said that he had ordered his. He pulled the trigger. And I thought, oh, we've got to come up with another phrase other than pull the trigger. But and he ordered his, and y'all, so I went back and I tried again, and it still wouldn't let me. And I pushed the little button that says ask the question, and I says, well, I can't order, it won't let me add the product red Apple clock to the bag. And they said, oh, Oh, we are so sorry, Rick Party, but the Apple clock product red will not be available until the end of October. So y'all, I got a month to think about it. So anyway, but Bill said that he's used his and he enjoys it, and y'all, you know, it's got that thing on there if you fall. Y'all, he says he's fallen a couple of times just out of being clumsy, but it worked. And it kind of pokes you to say, hey, Rick Party, are you okay? And if you're not okay, it's like pushing the button or clapping your hands, you know, for the clapper. I don't know what that means. But anyway, y'all, I got up on Thursday morning, and the other thing I did Wednesday evening, y'all, is the governor, you know, our governor Leghorn, he approved everybody being able to vote absentee because of the pandemic. So y'all, I went in, but you got to request the absentee ballot, and I went in, and there it was, emergency or something like that, emergency pandemic or whatever. And y'all, I printed out my request, and I put it in an envelope and had it ready to go. And y'all, I went out on my nipple walk on Thursday morning, and y'all, I did the big circle and everything. I've got 9,000 steps on one nipple walk, and y'all, just as I was getting up to the there's a drop box up near the chemist, as they call them over there in the UCK. Y'all, the postman, Mr. McFeely, he was right up there. Big Fatty McFeely sounds vulgar, but it sounds perfect coming out of your mouth. But anyway, and y'all, I handed it right to him, and he took it, and I was just as happy as I can be. Y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Because y'all, you know, I told you that I wasn't getting the e-letters when people posted comments, and Dr. Stone said, hey, I posted a comment and I hadn't heard from you. He's posted over there that he'd like to buy a cinnamon broom, but truth be told, he's embarrassed to buy one. Be ready. Moose P wrote that he too bought groceries, and he spent $120.73, but he saved $39.08, and his year-to-date savings are $950. The problem is he's got to go back because he forgot beer. Beer, Fatty? Well, yeah, you got to have the beer for the Pride 48 weekend. Another comment over here by Dr. Stoner says, Big Fatty, did you ever release your June Pride 48 live event episodes? I wasn't able to listen to them live and went back to look for them, and I didn't see them. Oh dear, Gussie, Dr. Stone, I went back and I forgot to post those, but you're the only person that wanted to hear them, so I'll see if I can, I don't know, Big Fatty, maybe you can send them to him when you send him that replacement Crema card. Well, then he'll never get it, but anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, and I hope you're going to be able to join us this weekend for the big Pride 48 event. Y'all, it's just going to be fun, and Lord knows we all need a little fun. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat, and Cricket Hat, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Fatty is encouraged to get into bra and panties.
Big Fatty, as bad as that sounds, it's still better than you being naked.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.